everybody. Welcome to TikTok, the podcast in which we read and discuss smut recommended by TikTok. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And I'm Emily.
And today we read The Wolf and the Wildflower by Stacey Reed. London is abuzz with the news that James Winter, who is the Duke of Wolverton, who for the last decade was presumed lost at sea or dead, has returned after surviving in the harsh Yukon wilderness. So he's returned to his family, and God, it sucks.
And after living with wolves for a decade, James acts more like a wolf than a man, to the horror of his family and the Ton.
He has about 3 weeks to become the refined, elegant Duke for the Queen, for her to assess his dukeness. Or his whole family will be ruined.
Beheaded, even.
Probably. Enter Jules Southby.
Jules Southby is London's newest, hot off the press, doctor of the mind. But she is harboring a secret. To keep herself from dying in childbed, Jules' mother made an interesting decision to disguise her as a boy for all of Jules' life. But Jules has known she's a woman for some time, and part of her is eager to abandon her disguise. A larger part of her, though, can't fathom relinquishing the privileges that only a man can enjoy. Jules and her father are hired by the Duke's mother to conform him back into what society expects in a Duke.
Being the feral survivalist that the Duke is, he smells immediately that she is a woman.
He smells her vagina.
Right.
I forgot about the super smell
I'm
powers.
Not done yet. Okay.
And attraction sparks between the two of them, threatening the future Jules has envisioned for herself. But perhaps offering an even more interesting alternative.
Can they turn the Duke into the Duke that he needs to be Duke?
The Duke to end all Dukes.
To be Dukin.
To be Dukin. But not Dukian.
Or will they surrender to their attraction to each other?
Or will he be duked off?
If this is an and/or situation. Favorite tropes?
I don't even remember what tropes were in this. Forbidden love.
Forbidden love,
we'll go for that.
Sure.
Yes, it was that.
My favorite trope was miscommunication. Not because I like it, because I know how
you
much
hate
you hate it.
I do. This wasn't as egregious as some we have read. And perhaps it's somewhat explained away by the man was raised by wolves.
Was he, though? I got beef.
We never get to see the wolves.
I got two things I'm gonna like explode quickly.
Okay,
what was your favorite
trope?
Forbidden love. Also, I don't super get into like the wolfy stuff, and there was a lot of it.
Yeah, this wasn't very tropey to me.
Historical romance.
Yeah, I mean, it's
steamy
sure
historical romance.
Yeah. What being caught alone out in the garden is. Is one in historical romance. The balls, of course.
The balls.
The dancing balls, not the dangling ones.
Familial pressures. Appearing in front of the queen. I'm trying to think of all the things from Bridgerton, right?
Mm. Mm.
I mean, I've read a handful of these, but I've watched a lot of Bridgerton.
Growling. That's a trope.
God. He sure did.
He growled.
So, if this book sounds like something you are intrigued to read, heads up that our podcast does not shy away from spoilers. If you have read this, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at dicktalkthepodcast@gmail.com. Find our shit posts on Instagram or follow us on TikTok at dicktalkpod, DIKTOKPOD.
We'll make another TikTok someday.
Why did he have super smell powers?
Oh, God.
Because his senses in the cave...
He couldn't see, so
his nose got stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your senses become more heightened when one is...
If you go blind...
Well, he was in the dark
for a time.
A bit.
It was necessary for the plot.
And there were so many smells in this book. In chapter 4, the very beginning, A hint of sea wind, the fresh scent of morning after a heavy night of rainfall, the sweetness of the forest, the musk of the pine wood, the smallest discernible touch of lavender and caramel. This creature was all of that.
I mean, in this day and age of this book, nobody smells that
no!
good.
No!
Everybody's stinking. And then the essence of it was so exceptionally delicate, yet it sliced through the amalgamation of all other fragrances in the room, parentheses, lavender, sandalwood, bergamot, ambergris, beeswax, jasmine, pine, and lemon.
That's a lot.
How are these people smelling like all of these things? And how are they smelling all of these things?
You know, that's way too complicated. Let's just simplify it down to wildflower.
Perfect.
God. Well, and then she, like, walks out of that room. She says to her father, isn't it amazing he can tell your gender just from your smell? And I was like, you dumb bitch.
Wee-woo.
I really thought that it was going to be like, yeah, everybody knows. Everyone's just pretending.
We're just playing nice. Yeah.
But no.
Nope.
Everybody's so dumb.
It's the exquisiteness of her false mustache.
That thing looked like shit and you know it.
There was no spirit gum back then.
And she's using...
What did she use?
She's using stage contouring. And I'm like, girl.
For up close?
Yeah.
There was no Sephora back then. What was she getting? Yeah. What was she putting on her face?
She literally learned from a stage makeup artist. I was like, this does not suit your purpose.
That is to look good from at least 20 feet away on a stage.
But mirrors were bad back then, so she thinks she looks just fine, and everyone around her is like, oh my
God. What is wrong with this
young
gentleman?
Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
So the Duke is not the only one with a superior olfactory sense, because Jules also picks up some delicate notes from him. She perceives that his scent was unknown to her, warm yet cold, a hint of oak moss and something far too elusive. His inexplicable fragrance invaded her nostrils, tightening her stomach and warming her most feminine place.
Ooh, there's another one. His wildflower scent changed, became sultry and dark, yet had the light tinge of frosted wind and apricot blossoms, and also sun-ripened peach. I'm like, okay, so this is the hazel eyes of fragrances. Like, it's always changing.
It's like sometimes it's brown and sometimes it's green.
Some people have mood ring orb eyes and some people have mood ring arousal scents.
But I couldn't get over the mix of lavender and caramel as her signature scent.
Yeah, that's intense. Those are
two very different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I just imagined taking a lavender candle and like a caramel scented and just like sniffing them under my nose at the same time. My old roommate, who was the worst, had a...
Victoria.
No! worse. I love her. Had one of those wax melters, and she would always use caramel fudge brownie scented wax melts, and it just smelled so fucking gross. Because it did not smell like baking brownies. It smelled like fake-ass caramel and chocolate.
Add some lavender up in that shit.
Mixed with her stupid dog's shit on the living room carpet every day. Anyway.
Lovely.
This could just be Omegaverse. Like, she could have just written Omegaverse.
Yeah.
In a historical romance setting.
Yeah.
And that would have explained all of the things, and we would have at least gotten a nod out of it. So.
I was going to say, it would have been a lot more naughty. So, was it jarring to anyone else? You just... open page one and like, oh, childbirth trauma. Mm-hmm. let's okay, here we go.
So we're doing this.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a foot to start off on.
Yes, it was.
Lie to your husband for, how old is she?
23, I think. Yeah, because he's 28 and I think they were like 5 years apart.
So about his age. He got lost in the wilderness when he was like 17. And everyone's like, his development has been terribly altered. And I was like, he was almost an adult.
Yeah.
True.
I assure you it was not.
Right.
I still had a lot of growing up to do at 17.
Fair. But like, you didn't lose your ability to speak, for instance. And he didn't either. He just decided he didn't want to. And his mother like freaked out. But it's just like, what? Also, he doesn't shut up.
Right.
They're like, he doesn't talk at all. And I was like, all he's doing is talking.
He does if you smell like a wildflower.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. He be talking, he be sniffing.
Two modes. That's it.
Like, he says that he calls her wildflower because there was a wildflower that grew in the cave that he lived in, which I was like, how? Mm. And so every time he mentioned like the wolves or the cave, I'm like, and the wildflower, right? Uh-huh. Like, we're all
right, your pet wildflower.
Yeah.
Okay, this made me mad and made me always not want to continue reading this book. Only a few months had passed before he climbed back into her bed to exercise his husbandly rights. Miranda had tried to protest, saying she had still not recovered from the last ordeal, but he had been seductively persistent, and she hadn't been able to keep refusing her duty or deny her love for him.
Like, that's Jules' parents, right?
Yeah. Yes. Ugh. You want a male heir so badly that you're willing to kill your wife for it.
Don't even have to imagine, honestly.
No. Seems, nope, there it is.
Seems like it would have been pretty common, honestly.
Yep.
She brings it up in the end, and he's like surprised.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember.
But this man's dumber than a sack of bricks. Let's be real. Yeah. Like,
her
not,
dad.
It did not take much to be a psychologist back then.
No.
It wasn't even real medicine.
Yeah, like, what does she even do that is psychology? Like, I know they talk. They do some, like, talk.
It's just talking.
It's the fucking.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well,
fuckology. It sounds a lot like psychology,
mm-hmm.
but really it's just fuckology.
Yeah, and she keeps like running off into his tree fort.
Love that, by the way. Well, I want a tree fort.
Yeah, totally. With a servant boy who does everything for you. So she follows him out and like everybody notices.
Right.
And then he's like, stay with me in these woods.
He left a trail of lanterns. Yes. Everyone would have watched them go.
He doesn't seem to understand or maybe respect the stakes that she has.
Right.
No.
Not at all.
Like, he's just like, I don't know.
Just be with me and, like, be a guy sometimes.
Yeah, just keep fucking me. Well, okay. Not only will I ruin my entire career and everything I've worked for up until this point, I will probably wreck my parents' marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, it's good you're so chill about this.
Yeah.
As long as he keeps getting laid doggy style.
Wolf style.
Wolfy style.
Oh. When he ate her out, I was like, did he learn that from the wolves too?
I mean, maybe.
I don't fucking know. What else would he learn it?
I mean, gotta find out where that scent's coming from.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the privilege of touching you. You may leave.
Wow. Right, because he does not like to be touched at all when he comes back, except by her.
And boy howdy, by her.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some really fun words used for vulvas. I had not heard of quim before.
And lifted her quim to his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, and cunny.
Cunny!
Dude, I had that highlighted.
Each wicked kiss against her cunny. James's fingers stroked even deeper inside her cunny, and I just said, I fucking hate the British. And the page after that, he says, the death anniversary of my father approaches. He said, I'm like, y'all literally just got done fucking.
He's got things on his mind. He's a complicated soul.
Oh my God. Well, wait until the clothes are back on, at least. Jesus. So she went to some function that she decided to attend in disguise.
Oh, yeah.
As a woman.
But that made me mad.
Yeah. The Duchess stared at Jules with a very decided frown, clearly trying to discern her identity. She had been foolish tonight, donning a dress for him, pretending to be someone she was not. The usual standard of propriety constricting females had never applied to Jules, so it felt silly to feel so uncertain now. It said that she decided not to wear a wig.
Yeah.
Like, she has the same short, curly hair as Jules the psychologist.
She's just not wearing her mustache and stage makeup, so she's an entirely different person.
Oh my God.
Also boobs.
These people are so fucking stupid.
Yeah, everyone knew.
Yeah, right? But they don't say that at the end. But instead, fucking James. Cat out of the bag for no reason?
Also, she had one day. She had this idea, one day to pull it together. You're going to get a dress. You're going to get shoes. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the right accessories. No, no. It's not possible to do all that secretly.
No.
I think this author was a huge fan in that one scene in Ever After.
Oh,
the ball scene where she walks in with the dress. Yeah. This entire book was like, I want to write that scene.
When he just is like, she wasn't a woman. I was like, I fucking hate you, dude. Like, why would you say that? I understand you think it doesn't matter. But like, your whole family's problem with you is you don't talk. Stop talking.
Or God, just fake it till you make it, dude. It would be so easy to just like fake being a gentleman for like a night.
And you can be as quiet as you want. Like, yes. Nobody cares that the guy dancing with you isn't. And let's keep in mind, he got lost in the Yukon after he would have had all of his dance lessons. Like, he's right. Should be fine.
He knows everything.
Uh-huh.
He just doesn't wanna.
There's no reason for this. And like, be as fucking weird as you want after you get married.
Right.
Take the season, all 3 months of it,
uh-huh,
and act fucking normal. Only note was, can any of you people keep a secret?
No.
No.
And yet, everyone seems willfully obtuse.
And you think, like, this was a time before TV. People would, like, go out and hear, like, street preachers or whatever and come back and recite it word for word, right? Like, incredible memory. And all you have are other people's faces. So, like... How? Is this like the kingdom where everybody's dumb? You know, they have those in fairy tales, like, this kingdom has been isolated and we send all of our dumb people here. Maybe it's that kingdom.
Perhaps. It's just London.
It was the smog. It was all the smog.
Yeah. And the opium.
Yeah.
Mm. This is kind of one of those books where it's like just in the middle. It's not so bad that I'm like screaming about it, but it's also not so great that I'm screaming about it.
I wish he'd just been full on werewolf.
Yeah. Yeah, like somehow he went to the Yukon as a human and then came back a werewolf. Yeah. She should have fucked Yukon Cornelius.
Here for it. Also, like, James and Jules,
come on.
Don't do this to me.
Five-letter J names.
Why?
Ending in S, E-S.
Mm. Most of the letters are the same.
I rated this, my olfactory system is dead, R.I.P.
I rated it, constant angst over Jules' mustache.
No shit. That shit's coming off all the time.
Just adjusting it. Like.
Pat, pat, pat. I rated it, what if this book had been about James and the wolves instead?
But the wolves, though. Yeah, like, what if he became a werewolf when he was away because, like, a wolf bit him or fucked him or whatever? I don't know.
That's not how werewolves generally, whatever.
It's
a fantasy.
They don't reel, Karina. They can, they can do whatever they want.
You can only pass along being a werewolf if you fuck somebody.
In a world.
Dick Talk stars Karina McGeehan, Killian Ross, and Emily Shirley. It's edited by Karina McGeehan, produced and bartended by Derek Adams, and recorded at Shadow Public Radio.
Trying to record a fucking podcast here.